It's The Takeaway. I'm Sarah Gonzalez, filling in for Tanzina Vega. Before Hurricane Florence made landfall last week, The Takeaway took inventory of the gaps in disaster planning for those who can't evacuate their homes and cities, those vulnerable populations who lack the resources to relocate in advance of major storms or who are hampered by disability or chronic illness. We spoke last week with Mark Burtis, a former director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management for Shelby County, Ohio, and an emergency management consultant about some of these issues.
We have finite resources in this country for evacuation. If we need to evacuate someone from a long-term care facility or a hospital who's medically vulnerable, it's just dangerous to even consider moving some people who are on long-term medical devices and attached to the need for power or clean water for dialysis.
Just some of the challenges to consider for more vulnerable residents ahead of a storm. Well, today we're checking in to see how one community of people did fare in the wake of Florence. For that, we head to the rural town of Kinston, North Carolina, population 21,000, where many are elderly and low income, and the authorities have difficulty helping people evacuate their homes. Anna Kinsey is the director of community development for the Kinston Community Health Center in North Carolina. Her organization has been in the thick of helping those in need before, during, and after the storm. Anna, welcome.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Anna, before the storm hit, who were you most concerned about? Who were you planning for?
We were concerned about the people, the elderly people, of course. We're always concerned about the elderly people and making sure that they're getting to the resources. But we were actually concerned about the ones that we're talking about that live in the country that have barriers to start with before even the storm arrives or any storm arrives, with transportation, getting to medical facilities and getting to food and things like that.
And how is your community doing right now? How are you guys faring?
We're doing okay now. We have a lot of displaced people, and there's, I think from the last count that I was given yesterday evening, there's about 550 people in our main shelter here in Kinston. And the amazing thing is they're not only from Lenoir County, they're from all the surrounding counties as well. But we've actually pulled together, and I think that we learned from Matthew, and our community is doing very well, trying to get the resources out to people that need it, providing food to people that are misplaced out of their homes. And right now we're actually trying to help people find hot showers and hot meals because there's still a lot of people without electricity and water.
And you said you learned from Matthew, the last hurricane. What did you learn?
We weren't as prepared. Everything was a lot different this time. We had actually 2-3 days to get ready, and organizations didn't have that in Matthew. And so there was a lot more people that were not able to get to the shelters and were not able to get rescued out of their homes when the flooding started. And we have people, it's just amazing. You ride down the road and you see people from New York is one of them. You see people from other states that have come here to help us. And we didn't have that before, not until after, you know, Matthew had hit. And this time people came before Florence came. So we were more prepared this time.
And are you out of the woods? Has most of the danger passed?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And that's the bad thing. People are going to work like normal, you know, like a normal everyday happening that before Hurricane Florence. But really, we're expecting the river to crest. I think they're expecting it to crest on Friday. And so we're waiting. And the bad thing about it is several of us were standing at the window yesterday and it was beautiful. The sun was shining and you could not even tell there was anything that happened.
So what is your greatest need right now, Anna?
Well, right now it's getting food to people. And like I said, and I really want to stress this, Sarah, that our community has learned from Matthew. So it's amazing how all of us are coming together and helping each other. Our churches are helping with the first responders and serving food and shelter for them to come and just rest. The rest of the churches in our community are trying to get food out to people. But the flip side to that is that these churches have the food, but sometimes they're not able to get it to the people. And that's one of the issues because we are so vulnerable here because we're rural. It's hard to get help to the people that's out there. and you could see messages on Facebook and people calling in trying to get to the local EMS saying, you know, I'm here, nobody's found me, and I'm flooded in my house and I have kids. And that's the issue. It's not that we don't have the resources. It's just we can't get to them. We don't know where everybody is.
And so do you feel like you've been able to reach the vulnerable people in your community?
I feel like we've done it better than Matthew. I feel like we learned from what happened to us and Matthew. And like I said, communication is a key. And they were, the local EMS and the DOT, they were on top of this. And we have, I think we had an organization that actually went out. I think it was called Community Feeding a Community. They actually went out on foot throughout our community to get to those people. And let them know about the potential flooding and about Florence coming. And I think they're still out there now because there's a lot of people we can't reach. We take advantage of having a cell phone and, you know, TV, thinking we're going to have that all the time. When in all actuality, we have a lot of elderly and people in our housing developments here in Kinston that don't have phone lines.
And how worried are you about those people that you have not been able to reach yet? What are the risks?
Oh, what are the risks? Well, there are many risks. I mean, there's sickness, there's death, there's diseases that can be in the water. They have one of our areas here, they have actually put an announcement on a couple days ago. And, you know, the residents, if they're in their homes, they have to boil the water, you know, because the waters, there's so many different diseases that can be in the water. And they're scared that they don't want people to drink that water because a lot of people don't have water, so they're going to places. I talked to one of our patients yesterday, and she told me, she said, Anna, she said, I had to go out into my ditch and get some water. I don't have any water. And, you know, it's things like that. They can get very sick, very ill from that.
And what more do you need right now for the elderly, the sick? What do you need?
Well, I'll tell you, we need more food. I know people are right now, they're even talking, churches are getting ready for, you know, they're trying to get the word out there for crisis cleanup afterwards, for recovery efforts. They're trying to get the cleaning supplies. They're trying to get donations for that, for the non-perishable foods, toiletries, because there's so many people without right now. So we need donations like that coming in.
All right. Anna Kinsey is the Director of Community Development at the Kinston Community Health Center in North Carolina. Anna, thank you for your work and good luck.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.